The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Hey, welcome to the show, everyone. Why are so many people sailing at half mast these days? And how many of these people have been living this way for so long, they don't know or remember what optimal health and vitality feels like anymore? You know, too many individuals suffer from a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. And unfortunately, they don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host. And this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. We've got a fantastic show for you today. I can't wait to get started. And I am doing it live in Las Vegas at the Luxor. So we're having fun with this at the same time. Sugar. For the majority of people, when they think of sugar, they think of cakes, cookies, and candies. But in reality, every carbohydrate, and you've got to think of things like bread and pasta and potatoes, but every one of those carbohydrates you consume turns to sugar in your body just at different intervals. I spoke about this in my first book, Fat Wars, 10 years ago. You know, this means that just because you're not knowingly eating sugar per se, your body is in fact bombarded with it on a daily basis, especially if you eat like the majority of North Americans. And high sugar intake can lead to myriad health issues. The most obvious side effect of too much sugar, which we see on a daily basis, is of course obesity. But did you know that too much sugar can raise your bad cholesterol levels and actually lower the good cholesterol your body thrives on? Think about the so-called French paradox. The French are significantly less afflicted than North Americans with heart disease and obesity, and both conditions allegedly produced by an excess or too much fat in the diet. Yet the French eat comparable amounts of meat and fish. They eat four times on average as much butter and twice as much cheese. These are all fat-rich foods. And this is, you know, more than the average North American, obviously. We have to understand that the French paradox may actually lie in the total sugar consumption, as the French consume only about 18% as much sugar as we do. With me today is an international health expert that has been praised by some of the leading health authorities of our time, including Dr. Mehmet Oz, Dr. Christine Northrup, and Dr. Joseph McCullough. And many others. She is sought after as a speaker, a certified life coach, a certified health counselor, an experienced journalist, and the host of the Gab with the Gurus radio show, for which she interviews top experts in a variety of fields. So without further ado, please welcome the author of the best-selling Sugar Shock, How Sweets and Simple Carbs Can Derail Your Life, and How You Can Get Back on Track. We've got Connie Bennett with us today. How you doing, Connie?
Good. Thank you so much for having me, Brad.
Hey, it's a pleasure. You know, this is really an area that I've been speaking about for over 10 years now. As I mentioned in the opening, I wrote a book called Fat Wars, which went on to become an international bestseller. That was 10 years ago. And in that book, I spoke a lot about the obesity epidemic and the emerging obesity epidemic and how it had a lot more to do with the amount of sugars that we take in and the various foods that hide as sugar, where, you know, people have no idea that they're eating things that could be creating a problem in the body. So I want to talk about obesity, but I want to start off with, you know, it's a great title, Sugar Shock. So what made you decide to write a book called Sugar Shock? Let's start there.
Well, it's funny that you were talking about your book 10 years ago. So my journey began about 12 years ago, and at the time I had a completely different profession. I was an entertainment journalist living in Los Angeles, and I was besieged by, by 44 ailments. So I would get moody for no reason. I had ferocious headaches. Extreme fatigue. I would sleep for 8 hours and it absolutely would not be enough. I wanted to sleep another one or two. I had difficulty concentrating. I had scary heart palpitations that would hit me, you know, just out of the blue. Once they hit me when I was in the middle of a tennis game with somebody and we had to end the tennis game, which was quite embarrassing. I mean, the symptoms just went on and on. I had some strange ones like aching eyeballs, cold hands and feet. But I think probably some of the most difficult were the exhaustion, the ferocious headaches, and the inability to concentrate, and the inexplicable mood swings. So,
doesn't this represent the majority of North Americans? I mean, you hear about people complaining about these things
all
the time.
That's a very good point. You know, you raised a very good point at the beginning of the show, which is that a lot of people, you know, Americans, and for that matter, people around the world, they're walking around kind of, they're feeling so-so. They're feeling okay. But then they're hit by, you know, a headache, or they're exhausted, or they have difficulty concentrating. What they don't do is they do not put the pieces together. They don't have a clue that the reason that they're being hit by all these symptoms is because of what they are putting in their mouths.
Right.
And as you pointed out initially, it is, sugar is like, you know, it's an equal opportunity offender. And yes, the foods that are what I call much like sugar carbs, which are, you know, white pasta and crackers and breads, which also, you know, turn into sugar, much like sugar.
Sure.
And all of those foods can contribute to the ailments that I mentioned. Plus, it's something like Dr. Nancy Appleton, who's actually one of my mentors. She's written a couple of sugar books, the most recent, Suicide by Sugar. But she's been keeping this list for years, and so now she's up to almost 150 reasons or ways that sugar can harm you.
Interesting. So aren't we addicted to the sugar, though? Like, we don't even realize it, but as you said, you didn't even know. A lot of people don't really put two and two together. You know, people may think, well, I don't really sleep long enough. Maybe that's why I'm so tired. Maybe I drink too much coffee during the day. But all of these kind of come right back to the amount of sugar that people
right.
are eating. So it's really all one and the same, isn't it?
I contend that most of us are definitely addicted. Whether you want to use the word addicted or reliant or overly attached, whatever, we're hooked on this stuff. There's no question about it.
Right.
I like to think I'm not in that category, though, you know.
Now, Connie, because you walk your talk. This is something that you experienced on your own. You found out what the problem was, and I want to hear how you did that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know, but I also
want to
find out, you know, when that happened, you've been off sweets. You've been off sugar for a very long time, haven't you?
12 years this year.
Wow. Well, so how did you put two and two together? How did you figure out what the problem was?
I didn't. It took being dumped by my boyfriend, because I had yet another weird mood swing, picking arguments with him, and yet another episode where I would cry for no reason. So it took having a broken heart, feeling, you know, awful, having 44 ailments, and I went to yet another doctor, and even before he took tests, he just quizzed me about what I ate, which was unlike all the other doctors I'd seen over the years. And over the years, you know, I'd gotten all kinds of diagnoses. You know, you need to go see a psychiatrist. You know, you have chronic fatigue. You've got Epstein-Barr virus. I mean, you need to quit drinking Diet Coke. You need to quit drinking coffee. So over the years, they were true. The last two were true. But over the years, I'd been totally misdiagnosed, and this doctor quizzed me what I ate and said, kick sugar and refined carbs, and you'll feel better. And so that's exactly what happened. I was reluctant, okay, just like most people. I mean, if you tell them, please kick sugar, I did not want to do it. And that's why now I help people to do it. Did not want to do it. But then what happened was within a few weeks, all 44 of my ailments disappeared. Every single one, every single ailment, the fatigue, the mood swings, the difficulty concentrating. I was more cheerful. I had more energy. I remember one day I was like, as I mentioned, I was living in LA and I was driving my car along the beach, and I think the sun was like either rising or setting, one of the two, and I looked at it and I was like, oh my, it just, I had this like inexplicable feeling of like profound joy and energy and just this feeling of being alive. And I hadn't been. I'd been in like this sugar cloud
for most of
my life.
I mean, you didn't know what the problem was. So how are, you know, it's like, when I start my shows, I talk about this condition of acceptance where, you know, we just accept this as our reality, where, you know, fat is a society, and we say, oh, well, you know, I've been fat for so long, I can't even remember what it was like to be lean. I've had no energy for so long, I don't even know what that feels like anymore. And this is what you're talking about. It's the same as, you know, being high on sugar, because we do get high on sugar and we do get addicted to sugar.
But after getting high, we then get low.
Right.
Really, really
low. And
then
we need more of the addictive substance, which is the sugar.
And then it goes in this vicious cycle over and over again.
Right. You know what's really interesting, and a lot of people really don't realize this, is when people do go through that roller coaster and they get that high, like you said, you give in, you have to, because it is a drug, and the brain is a sugar hog. It uses over half of the circulating sugars in the body.
No, actually, I think it was much more than that. You're right. In fact, I even use that phrase in my book that the brain is I use the word hog. Yeah,
and it is.
Right.
It is.
But I think it's closer to like 80 or 90%.
And then all of a sudden they stimulate a lot of this hormone insulin, because it's very dangerous to have a lot of sugar in the body, and we'll talk about that on the next segment.
Right.
But then what happens is we push that sugar into the cells, but insulin stays elevated, so now we have a very low sugar environment, which causes the brain to say, hey, wait a second, I need more of my energy.
Yeah, I mean, you eat the sugar, the insulin's released, then your blood sugar is raised, and then sure enough, 2-3 hours later, boom, you want some more because you have low blood sugar.
Right.
And so let's really get into the
insulin effect, you know, how we become obese, because, you know, and what you said, you know, where the doctor that you went to see who was very proactive and told you, you know, get off of sugars, get off of sweets, but, you know, how many of us ever really associate the white breads, the white flours, the white pastas, the white rices, all of the stripped foods that have no fiber or anything else, they're really sugar. And a lot of us don't put that together. And, you know, I know when I lecture and I mention to people, don't eat bread, they say, well, what else am I going to eat?
Right.
Because, you know, that becomes a staple of their diet.
You're listening
to Transforming Health with Brad King. We have the best-selling author of Sugar Shock with us today, Connie Bennett, and we will be right back for more of Transforming Health.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie and Todd Allen. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way, with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie and Todd Allen bring you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Hi, this is Dr. Vijaya Nair. Together with my dear friend Dr. Howard Piper, we are hosting our own show called Kiss Your Life Hello. We are two internationally recognized experts, researchers, authors, and health advocates in holistic medicine and counseling. We promise you a fantastic show with interesting guest experts to educate and entertain you with the latest information on mind, body, and spirit wellness. Join us on Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. See you there.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, and we are coming at you live from the Luxor in beautiful Las Vegas. Sugar is the subject of today's show. Too much of it can lead to heart disease, diabetes, tooth decay, depression, immune dysfunction, and of course, obesity. Now, you may be thinking, this doesn't make sense because sugar, well, it's a natural food. So how can a natural food react so negatively in our bodies? Well, it's not merely the fact that sugar in itself is so bad, but really the quantity of sugar and the quality of sugar your body is taking in every day really does affect how your body operates. See, sugar is called a bunch of different things. It's called sucrose, which is obviously table sugar, dextrose, a high fructose corn syrup. Those are just a few names. But what role do these sugars actually play in our body, and really, why does it even matter? Well, let's take fructose, for example. Fructose is produced naturally in fruit, so we think it's absolutely fine to add it to, you know, all of these different products in the marketplace. And when you consume an actual piece of fruit, well, there's no problem because there's natural metabolites to help you digest the sugar. And let's not forget the fiber. Fiber actually slows down the sugar conversion in your bloodstream. However, when you consume fructose in prepackaged foods, such as, let's say, fruit juice or fruit drinks, the fiber, well, there is none. It's been removed. And without the fiber, sugars, including fructose, can greatly raise your blood sugar levels, which create havoc in your body. And I know my guest today can't wait to delve into this topic a little further. So she is a sought-after TV and radio guest who has appeared on Oprah and Friends Radio, CBS News Sunday Morning, The Howard Stern Show, I've got to ask her about that, and many others. Her best-selling book, Sugar Shock, has been featured in Time, Women's World, Women's Health, the Chicago Tribune, and many other publications. So please welcome back the founder of the popular, innovative, break free of your sugar addiction in 6 week system. We've got Connie Bennett with us. You still feeling good, Connie?
Thank you, Brad. You know, you mentioned fructose. I need to add something about fructose.
Please.
So most people think that fructose comes from fruit.
Right.
But a lot of the fructose on the market, so let's say you go to the store and you buy, you know, granulated fructose, whatever, it actually may be coming from corn.
Right.
Not from fruit. And the other thing is fruits contain not just fructose. There's also some other sugars that are in there.
Right.
But fructose is sort of getting a bad rap these days. I shouldn't say sort of. It definitely has been getting a bad rap these days. And basically in the form of high fructose corn syrup. And the thing is that high fructose corn syrup is found in a lot, like thousands of processed foods. So anytime you buy anything in a can, in a jar, in a package, there is a very, very good chance that it's going to contain high fructose corn syrup in it, or corn syrup, or some kind of sugar, or maybe more than one sugar. Like when I kicked sugar and I started reading food labels, one day I looked at my old favorite crackers. I'm not going to mention them by name, but they're small and darn do they taste good. And they're thin.
Yeah.
And one day I looked at the box and I was like, sugar, sugar, sugar. I mean, there were something like three or four different kinds of sugar in it.
Sure.
And the thing is, I was totally duped because I didn't realize that it was more. It was four different kinds of sweeteners. So that is one of the things I want to give some tips to your audience. And one of the things I strongly urge people to do is to read food labels. And if any kind of sugar appears on the food label, if it appears as before the fifth one, it means there's a lot of sugar in it. If it's like the third one on the label or the second one on the label, it means there's a lot of sugar in it.
Good point.
Now, in my book, Sugar Shock, I actually list 25 of the most common sweeteners out there, because a lot of people are being duped because they don't realize that something's sugar.
But let's stay on the topic of fructose a little more, because I mean, I've done a lot of research in this area, and you know, there's this whole area of research which is called glycation, where you know, it's almost where sugar attaches to protein, and we're protein. I mean, the skin's protein, the hair's protein, the nails are protein, the teeth, you know, everything is protein. Everything you can see on the human body is protein. Things you can't see, but things that actually animate us as human beings, are enzymes, which are like the electricity of the cells of the body, our immune system, our blood system, our skeletal system, all of that is protein-based. So all of it is susceptible to damage when sugar stays elevated in the body a little too long, and it creates this very damaging reaction. So in the research, fructose has been shown to create this reaction 5 to 8 times more than any other kind of sugar. So I just want to get your opinion on some of the research that's been done, some of the very negative research on fructose.
Well, I mean, I think there's some really, really compelling evidence to suggest that, you know, fructose is dangerous. However, I made the point that it is getting a bad rap. I believe that all sweeteners are equal opportunity offenders. However, yes, fructose may be more so, and particularly high fructose corn syrup, but in large part because there's so much of it in all of our foods today. I mean, you can't eat anything packaged without consuming this stuff.
Right, and let's not forget, I mean, when we talk about sucrose, sucrose contains fructose. It's glucose and fructose together. And a lot of the, you know, very negative effects that are associated with sucrose, because if you were to take glucose on its own, it doesn't create as damaging reaction to many systems in the body as fructose does. But it turns out when you put the two together, you have a very negative reaction that takes place.
Well, here's the thing. I want to make this simple for our listeners. So here's the thing. You start off with like a sugar cane. Or you start off with a sugar beet, okay? Now, we're not talking about... Then, lo and behold, it's processed, and it goes through, you know, I don't know, just a bunch of different processes to break it down into the granulated white stuff that you get on your table.
Right.
Well, lo and behold, there's no fiber left. There are no nutrients left. It just completely strips it. So that, and the same thing with processed carbs, the same thing with, for example, mashed potatoes or white pasta. You start off with the whole grain, and then you strip off the fiber and you strip off everything. And so what happens is both of these, they go through your bloodstream just really, really, really quickly. And you don't want that. You want your food to be processed more gradually and slowly. Slow is better.
Right.
So, for instance, you have fruits and vegetables. The fiber is still intact. The nutrients are still involved as well. And that is what the dilemma is. And that is why people, you know, their blood sugar is soaring. We didn't also get into some of the really, really fascinating research that actually shows you can get addicted to sweets. I mean, there's some really...
Well, let's talk about that.
Oh, there's fascinating research out there. So I went to this conference It was in Bainbridge Island, Washington, and I met this scientist. His name is Dr. Serge Ahmed, and he did a. This is like one of many studies, okay? But yeah, I have to tell you about his study because it's just so compelling. So basically, he was doing some studies on rats, and he was giving them a choice between sucrose. He did one study, I believe, with sucrose, and another one, I believe, with saccharin. He gave them a choice between that and cocaine.
Wow.
And what he basically found was that intense sweetness can surpass what he called cocaine a reward, even in drug-sensitized and addicted individuals. I'm reading right from the little summary. So basically, he speculates that the addictive potential of intense sweetness results from an inborn hypersensitivity to sweet tastiness. But anyhow, the whole thing was like these rats, they were, okay, to simplify, these rats, they were hooked on cocaine, and they were given a choice. What do you want? Do you want cocaine? Do you want sugar? They chose the sugar.
Did they snort the sugar?
Rats that were already addicted to cocaine.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. And, you know, we actually do have these receptors in the brain for sugar that do react very much like these endorphins or these feelings where people would produce a lot of things like dopamine when people are addicted to things like cocaine. That's what they do. They're
right.
Looking for a dopamine high. That's our reward chemical in the brain. So that's unbelievable that there are people that are walking around, probably millions of people, that are actually addicted to this drug that nobody classifies as a drug.
Yeah, yeah. Now, then there were other studies. There's a scientist, Dr. Bartley Hopel, and he's over at Princeton. So this first, Dr. Serge Ahmed, is actually at the University of Bordeaux in France. But Dr. Bartley Hopel has been spending something like 40 years doing research, and by the way, most of these scientists, they sort of stumble on this, like they're studying, you know, addiction, and lo and behold, one day they just stumble on the fact that sugar can be addictive. So what Dr.
Right.
Bartley Hopel did was they tested some rats, and they gave them, like, sugar water, and you know, they gave them like a lot, sort of like a human being might maybe binge on sweets. And then they did several things with them, and then they took it away from them. Anyhow, long story short, they gave them something called naloxone. And basically, all you need to know about naloxone is that when it's given to people who are hooked on drugs, what it does is it sends them into withdrawal symptoms.
Right.
So, long story short, he gives the rats naloxone. And what happens? They go into withdrawal symptoms from the sugar.
Wow. Wow.
And so, for example, there were things like their forepaws started quivering. They acted anxious in a maze test. They, you know, they had all these other, like, there were several different ways that they were literally showing that they were addicted. And the scientist, you know, Dr. Hopel was like, yes, these are signs of withdrawal. They may not be as pronounced as they are with, you know, with real drugs, but they were definitely signs of withdrawal. There's just more and more research. There was another scientist over in Canada at a place called Laurentian University, Dr. Persinger, and he was doing research about the time that Dr. Hopel was doing research. They didn't even know about each other. That's what was so fascinating. I uncovered this when I was working on my book, Sugar Shock. And he told me, he goes, I got more bites from these rats than he had, like, in his 40 years of research.
By withholding their drug, their
sugar.
Because
it was a similar kind of thing where these rats got really snippy, and he also witnessed withrawal symptoms.
Right.
So,
right.
Long story short,
in this day and age,
we also have to
realize that we feed our addiction, but we partly feed our addiction because there's so much stress, and the way we perceive our environment is very stressful, and that really increases the desire for the addiction, because When we're stressed out, we have very low levels of the brain chemical serotonin. And in order to raise that serotonin, you know, we need to stimulate insulin. And there's nothing better to do that than sugar. But like you say, it's only temporary.
Well, you raise a very, very good point. Stress definitely does send people into sugar. You mentioned my Break Free program. I actually, one of the things that I do now, because sugar, it can be tough to quit if you do it on your own.
Right.
And so when I was kicking myself, I developed a whole bunch of tactics. Since then, I've interviewed, you know, hundreds of researchers and health experts to get their ideas on what to do. And one of the things now that I teach people is to deal with stress so that they're not sent to sugar when they're in stress. You raise a very, very good point.
Well, let's keep on with that point as soon as we come back with the show. We've got to go to a break right now, the halfway break. You're listening to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, and today's guest is the incredible Connie Bennett, and the book is called Sugar Shock, and we will be back with more of this addictive substance called sugar as soon as we get back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Are you ready to get freed up? Join Dr. Jennifer Fried, one of America's leading psychological thinkers, for a groundbreaking program with fascinating guests and full participation from you. Freed Up will explore topics like liberation in long-term relationships, parenting in the 21st century, comfort in stressful times, and much more. Tune in to Freed Up every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel, and wake up to the heartbeat of your life.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to this Wednesday edition of Transforming Health, live at the Luxor in Las Vegas. And I will be going to the pool the minute we finish today and not having anything sweet, I promise you. Today, we're discussing the numerous problems associated with sugar, and not just sucrose or table sugar. You know, too many North Americans don't realize that almost all the processed foods that have become staples of our Western diets are nothing more than various forms of sugar. And processed foods are dead foods. They're stripped of their nutritional value. There's no natural vitamins, no seeds, no germ, and especially no fiber, which is why they break down into, hello, sugar, much too quickly for our metabolisms to be able to really process them effectively. Perhaps this is why doctors today are diagnosing nearly 1 million new cases of type 2 diabetes each and every year. And let's not forget our obesity epidemic that is now completely out of control. Sugar is a self-perpetuating problem. Sugar has been shown to activate its own pathways in our body. And those metabolic pathways go into a hyper state. In other words, The more sugar you eat, the more effective your body is at actually absorbing it. And here's the kicker. The more you absorb, the more damage you actually create in your body. You can actually become sensitized to sugar as time goes by, and the more sensitive to its toxic effects as well. The problem is that when we are addicted to sugar, and this is what we're talking about right now, and when we try to stop eating it like cold turkey, we tend to experience various withdrawal effects for a few days. And research now shows that just 2 weeks without consuming sugar will cause your body to be less reactive to it. That's a very good thing. I guarantee that if you take a 2-week sugar break, you'll experience an incredible feeling of health and vitality, a feeling perhaps you've been without for far too long. My guest today is someone who walks her talk. She has been off sugar since 1998 and is now known as the Sugar Freedom Coach because she has helped thousands of people around the world to let go of their sugar addiction or other bad habits. She calls these BABITs. Once again, joining me is the author of the best-selling Sugar Shock, How Sweets and Simple Carbs Can Derail Your Life, and How You Can Get Back on Track. We've got Connie Bennett. Connie, we were talking before the last break about stress, and I want you to get into this a little more because, you know, I've done a lot of shows on stress for our audience, but not really the connection between the sugar addiction, and that stress. And I want you to get into this a little more.
Well, when I've coached people, what I basically found is they get stressed out and almost, I don't know about instinctively, but they turn to sugar. And they do it repeatedly. And all that basically happens is they then get more stressed out because they're like totally, you know, they're just abusing their bodies to no end. And so, you know, it's just like stress turns to sugar. They're stressed out. They turn to sugar. Then that makes them more stressed out. Then they turn to sugar some more.
Right.
It's just this vicious cycle. Then on top of all that, and we didn't get into some of the other things you mentioned. You know, we mentioned diabetes. We mentioned obesity, but we also didn't mention. So on top of the stress, the obesity, the diabetes, you eat too much sugar and refined carbs. We got to make sure to include the refined
carbs. Absolutely.
You could also develop heart disease, cancer, polycystic ovary syndrome, severe PMS, failing memory, mental confusion, candida, sexual dysfunction, infertility, wrinkles, acne, early aging. You also could experience depression, fatigue, headaches, dizziness, cold sweats, anxiety, irritability, tremors, crying spells, heart palpitations, forgetfulness, nightmares, blurred vision, muscle pains, temper outbursts, even suicidal thoughts. So basically, this whole sugar roller coaster, you know, it hampers people's ability to function.
Yeah, and you left one out. You left out cataracts.
Oh, yeah, there was some recent research about cataracts, yes.
Yeah, no,
you know, it's funny because
I worked at the very beginning of the show that people are walking around in this daze. I mean, how many times do you hear about people, and you went through this obviously before 1998, before you kicked your drug habit, where people are in that haze where, you know, they're always saying, I don't know, I never quite feel clear. You know, I reach for coffee all day long to try to feel clear or feel a little better. But isn't the sugar creating a lot of that hazy feeling that so many of us are experiencing?
Oh, yeah. I call it sort of this, you know, this sugar fog that you're in, this brain fog. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think for me, that was one of the...
We have a caller on hold. She's been on hold for a little while now. I want to get her question answered, and then I want to get into some real things that, you know, what are the take-home messages here where people can start applying the principles from your book. So let's go to the first caller. Do we still have the caller?
Hi there.
Hey, Cheryl, how you doing today?
Oh, not too bad, although I could use a sugar fix.
We've got the perfect person for you. So what's your question, Cheryl?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how to transition back. I fell off the wagon. I've had lots of periods of time where I've avoided sugar and months at a time, and then I went on vacation recently, and now I'm back and fiendishly eating lots of the sweets that are around at the office. And I'm trying to figure out how to get to the point that I actually want to, because I don't want to quit the sugar. I'm listening to this because I want to psych myself into it. So that's my first question. And the second piece that goes with that is eating fruit and how that can help me in my transition. Should I avoid it? Should I use it to help me transition?
Okay, good question. Connie, what do you say?
Okay, well, first off, I want to applaud you for calling. So you may be saying, well, I don't know if I want to do it, but you actually picked up the phone and called us.
Yeah.
So that's a really, really big first step. The other thing I want to say is you're like most people. They don't want to do it. I mean, I was that way myself. I did not want to kick sugar back in 1998. It was like the last thing I wanted to do. So owning up to it, you can move from there. You can say, okay, fine, right now I don't want to. That's okay. So one of the first things that I suggest you do is to really learn about sugar's dangers. Like, get scared. There's sort of a reason I called my book Sugar Shock. I think that it's imperative that people find out just how dangerous it is. Sugar will cut your life short. I never used to be that kind of bold in my statement, but it's true. And so once you get scared enough, that can drive you to action. The other thing, though, is that instead of focusing on, well, I don't know if I want to do it or not, and how am I going to do it, and oh, God, is to focus on the benefits. What am I going to get if I kick sugar? And to, you know, you could get more energy. I don't know if you need to lose weight or not, but, you know, you could lose weight. You could get along better with loved ones. You could, oh, people love this one. You could have a bigger libido. You know, you could focus better. The benefits are just like huge, huge, huge. And so that's one of the things that I encourage people to do is just think about the benefits and think about the way you want to be. What would you like your life to be like?
And I'm going to start it next week, and then the week after that it's going to be next week.
Oh, I totally understand. Well, the first thing I invite you to do is go to sugarshock.com. Is that okay, Brad?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Go to my website, sugarshock.com. I give away a bunch of free stuff on my site. But the other thing when people are beginning is to do something that I call, it's very easy, to do something that I call sugary soul searching. And that's to just really take a look at when you turn, I'm a journalist, that's my background. So as a journalist, for every story, you have to answer the who, what, when, where, why, and how. So one day as I was kicking sugar, it occurred to me, well, I can actually use those questions and apply them to my sugar habit. So, you know, who am I with when I eat sweets? So you could ask yourself, who are you with? You know, what is it you're craving in particular? Are there particular foods? Do these particular foods remind you of something from your past? You know, maybe your dad or your mom would bring home donuts every Sunday and it made you feel loved. Who, what, when? When does it happen? When do you most want to turn to sweets? Is it late at night? Is it the late you mentioned to work? Is it like late afternoon when you're tired of work and you're annoyed or whatever? Who, what, when, where? Where are you when sweets call out to you the most? Who, what, when, where, why, how? How do you do it? I mean, like, I used to drive clear across town it was crazy. It was really crazy. I mean, sugar addiction triggers crazy behavior. So I would drive from one part of town to another part of town just to buy these particular, quote-unquote, they were low-calorie hard candies. They were low calorie.
Good.
I thought they were okay. What did I know?
Yeah. Connie, we're going to have to go out for our final break. And Cheryl, I want to thank you for calling because, you know, that is a lot of people are feeling the way you are. And I just want to bring up one thing before we go to the final break here and we come back with some of the, you know, the tips that people can really use today. So get out your pens, get out a pad of paper, because these are going to be life-saving tips that Connie's going to share with you. And the one thing I want to bring up, Cheryl mentioned at, when she first came on with her question, that she doesn't want to give up. And you said that's okay. And I don't think it's that you don't want to. That's like saying, I don't want to lose all this extra fat. I think it's more people don't think they can. They think it's insurmountable. It's that, you know, that difficult to actually achieve that it's not for them. Would you not agree with that?
Absolutely. And what it is I want to quit sugar, but I want to quit it later because I still want to have some sugar this afternoon.
Because you don't think you can do without it. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
It's not that you don't, you love it so much, or your brain is in love with this stuff. It's like people who are cocaine addicts, like Connie was talking about, you know, it's like those people right in the throes of their addiction would say, oh no, I don't want to give up cocaine. It's what I love to do. But they don't realize that they actually don't believe they can give it up. And I think that's kind of what I'm trying to get at. It's also changing our perception of, you know, we need to believe that we can make something happen, because that's a very big part of the overall scenario of giving something up. We've got to believe, and as Connie said, you first have to understand it's not good for you. Second of all, you have to believe that, you know, I can do this, I just have to find the right way to do it. And when we come back with more of Transforming Health, we're going to find out what is the proper way to give sugar up, because we really need to do it. We'll be back with the last segment of Transforming Health right after these messages.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to the final segment of Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, and we are coming at you live from the Luxor in beautiful Vegas. And as I mentioned, I'm going to be at the pool literally within a minute of ending the show. We have an obesity epidemic on our hands, and we need to realize that this growing problem, no pun intended, began as soon as our so-called health experts going back, 30 years ago or so, told us to stop eating dietary fat and up our carbohydrate consumption. Obesity is far more related to carbohydrates than fat intake. For instance, we all have a limited ability to store sugar or carbohydrate energy. We store it in our muscles and our liver. And even obese people, they only have 1 to 2 pound capacity to store carbohydrates in this thing called glycogen. So Why does a high-carbohydrate, reduced-fat diet promote weight gain while a high-fat, low-sugar diet doesn't? Well, the answer lies within our hormonal and biochemical systems and the different reactions to the macronutrients, the fat, the carbohydrate, the protein. All of these have different reactions on our biochemistry. And the chief culprit in promoting excess fat is actually insulin, and insulin happens to be stimulated the most by incoming sugars. Please welcome back the author of the best-selling Sugar Shock, Connie Bennett. Connie, let's get right into some of the tips that, you know, the listeners can actually take home with them today on breaking this ridiculous addiction to sugar.
Okay, great. I need to say one thing really quickly. I'm so glad that you mentioned fat and what people are being duped into believing that it's the fat that makes them fat.
Yeah.
And in fact, in Sugar Shock, the medical contributing author to my book, he's actually a cardiologist, and he talks about how it's these sugars and carbohydrates that can raise your cholesterol, not fat.
That's beautiful. I'm so glad. And that's Stephen Sinatra you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's great. So, what? You know, here we have these people that may be snacking on a croissant or brownie, a donut right
what
now.
What can they do?
I'll tell you right now, my advice is, and I'm going to whisper this so nobody hears, cheesecake. That's the one thing. You know, I go without sugar and without processed foods for a long time, but I go to a nice restaurant like I did last night, and we're entertaining, and, you know, the dessert menu comes, and I have to have some cheesecake. I'm sorry. It's just there. What do we do about these addictions?
So I want to get into your, you mentioned you're in a restaurant. So so our last caller, Cheryl, she was saying she didn't know if she wanted to do it. So let me just give people one change that they can make, even if they don't want to do it. If you are going to have sugar, I mean, obviously in an ideal world, you're not going to have any, you're going to cut back. But if you do have it, please do not have it alone. Eat a healthy meal first. So if you got to have, you know, cheesecake like Brad, have a meal with some, you know, quality protein and quality carbs like vegetables and maybe whole grains if you can have them, and some fat. And then if you have the dessert, see if you can have half. See if you can just eat less than what is offered, less than the, you know, the portion that's offered to you.
Right.
So that's one way to begin, is to just be, you know, is to cut back like that. But
and Connie, what about slowing down and actually enjoying the dessert?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that was gonna be, yeah, definitely. You want to, if you are gonna have some sweets, hey, just enjoy the heck out of it. You know,
yeah.
Really savor it.
Don't stress over it.
And bring what's called, you know, bring mindful eating to it. In fact, I do this Break Free of Your Sugar Addiction program. It's a 6-week program. Well, became 7, and I brought on an expert in mindful eating, and she was like teaching us how to like slowly savor the foods. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, be there in the moment, because that's very important. A lot of people don't taste their food, and when it comes to sugar, that's a treat. You want to keep it on your tongue, and you want to really, you know, close your eyes and experience the moment, because that's what it's there for.
Yeah. Now, I'm actually, it's funny that you're talking about tips, because I've got so many, because I'm currently finishing my book, and it's a 6-week program to break free of your sugar addiction.
Well, we've only got a minute here.
No, I know, I know.
The most important ones with us, Connie.
I know. I just want to tell people, stay tuned for my upcoming book. So the last tip I want to give, which is, believe it or not, to just respect and to be thankful and maybe even bless your sugar addiction, it really can give you some valuable information. I mean, I would not be here today doing what I do if I hadn't had my sugar addiction. And by having your sugar addiction, it can actually bring you to a higher consciousness. It can enable you all of a sudden to, you know, I mean, it can just do so much. It's a real starting point for you.
Right. Now, what about, do you talk about chromium? Like, do you talk about various nutrients that people can take that
yeah,
they might be deficient
in? Yeah, chromium picolinate is one. L-glutamine is another.
Right.
Yeah, there are definitely some supplements that can help with the cravings. There's no question about it. And the other thing is that not everybody, you know, is ideal to go cold turkey.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. I don't encourage that everybody go cold turkey. If, you know, and in fact, that's the whole thing is that I help people to guide people to decide, you know, when I'm coaching somebody, I help them to decide, well, what's the best way?
What are your feelings on stevia?
I am a fan of stevia. However, I'm a fan of the green powdered stuff and the actual leaf.
Yes.
When I was working on Sugar Shock, I interviewed somebody who sold, it was a powdered or a liquid stevia, I forget what it was, and he faxed me the process, and it was something like 15 different steps that the stevia goes through to become stevia.
Right, so with an extract,
it
wasn't
somebody.
Actual stevia. One of the things that I find interesting, we have a product called Fiber Lean, which is just fiber. It's organic fibers, but we sweeten it with stevia, and when people take that before they have a meal or if they take it before they have or when they have a craving, the craving seems to go away. So they don't need to very often eat the very sweet or starchy food. So we've been listening to Connie Bennett, best-selling author of Sugar Shock. And Connie, how can people get more information on you and what you do?
The easiest way is to just go to my website, which is sugarshock.com.
So sugarshock.com.
You can download a free
Connie
chapter
Bennett.
The book.
I'm Brad King. This is Transforming Health. I want to thank you so much for listening to the show today. And do yourself a favor, kick the sugar habit. Your body will be so thankful for it. Trust me on this one. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.